Vegan side effect. The Amazon rainforest won't tremble at the mere sight of your shadow.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Τα προγράμματά μας προσφέρονται σε πολλές γλώσσες. Παρακαλούμε δείτε suprememastertv.com/schedule.
More than an English gentleman.
Yes.
He was American, but truly a gentleman, especially in the war even.
Yes.
And he had the heart of a saint, not like a bloodthirsty murderer.
Yes, that's right.
He did not want warring. He sought peace only.
Yes.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Aulaxis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Selamat berkenalan means nice to meet you in Malay, the official language of Malaysia. My name is Bisam. The kind-hearted people of Malaysia are thankful for spreading awareness of saving our planet by being vegan. The Southeast Asian country of Malaysia has a western section on the Malay Peninsula and an eastern section on the island of Borneo. The Malaysian people are blessed with vast arrays of densely forested hills and mountains, emerald seas with endless stretches of palm-fringed beaches, golden sunlight, and freshwater lagoons. The flora of the ancient Malaysian rainforest is among the richest in the world, with several thousand types of plants, trees, and flowers. The Malaysian lifestyle is a wondrous mixture of modern and traditional. Gleaming skyscrapers like the famous Petronas Towers in the capital city of Kuala Lumpur coexist with quaint neighborhood communities. Malaysia's multi-ethnic and multicultural heritage is also exhibited through diverse music and dance forms like the lively Joget Lambak. While Islam is the country's established religion, the constitution grants freedom of religion to all. Pilgrimage sites and well-known places of worship include the National Mosque as well as the Tien Ho Temple, dedicated to the Queen of Heaven, and the Hindu Batu Cave Temples. The faithful people of Malaysia greet visitors with benevolence and hospitality, just as they do one another. Their honored culture is gracefully extended to family and guests alike. We were happy to introduce Radiant Malaysia to you, cheerful viewers. We pray that all of humanity embraces the compassionate, plant-based lifestyle to save our world. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped World Honored One Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Laozi, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanked all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present a recent insightful phone conversation entitled Governments Should Uphold Morals and Dignity, Part 3 of 3, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on July 27th, 2021.
The conversation about the United States reminded Master about the recent show on Supreme Master Television about the first United States President, His Excellency George Washington.
Yes, George Washington.
He wanted to make a great country of the United States of America, tried to make it a great country.
Yes.
Make it become what it is today. A free country as America is, it would make me want to become an American citizen. Brave country.
Yeah.
When Master was sent the program about President Washington for perusal, she had such a nostalgic feeling.
I'm thinking to become an American citizen. Feels like my own race.
Yeah.
He treated his enemy with love, you know, and respect. Oh, and that touched me a lot. That's why I love the country so much. Even just the clip that you have, I felt, I don't know, in tears. I just watched it again and again. It's something I cannot explain.
Yeah.
And then I just wanted to become an American citizen to safeguard her from whoever tries to hurt her, as if shielding a child from any bully. No, seriously, I was kind of taking sides, feeling sorry for the Americans, siding with President Washington, siding with the Americans. But consider my age already, what am I to do? Just had a strong kind of desire at that time while watching.
Right, yes.
And it still keeps lingering.
Wow.
But I probably won't do it. What for would I do it? I was made honorary citizen already many times.
Yes.
I feel a strong connection to that country. I should be an American citizen. I just feel like that. But you know, the bureaucracy. Because on Earth, I'm 70 already. 70 plus on Earth's calendar. But I felt I wanted to become an American citizen.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for what? You're not American.
No, I'm not. But for sharing your sentiment. It's nice.
I watched that and I hated all the warring that causes so much suffering.
Yeah.
That's why I hate it. Why did the English at that time have to go all the way to America, far away from their country, just to fight?
Mm-hmm.
The Americans, they prepared also the settlement, came to the frontier.
Mm.
They tried to build up their country.
Yes.
And that had nothing to do with England.
That's right.
The English went over there and made bloodshed.
Yes.
Against people like Washington.
Yeah.
He protected his enemy's dog like his own, and as a courtesy made a ceasefire so that he could send his soldiers to return the dog.
Wow.
To his enemy general.
Yes.
Yeah, if talking about English gentlemen, he could be more than that.
Correct, that's right.
More than an English gentleman.
Yes.
He was American, but truly a gentleman, especially in the war even.
Yes.
And he had the heart of a saint, not like a bloodthirsty murderer.
Yes, that's right.
He did not want warring. He sought peace only.
Yes.
Master watched and rewatched the clip about President Washington and the part of the president returning the dog to the enemy general, and said that she didn't understand why people would make war with one another.
Any more questions?
No more questions, but we have some good news. There is a minister in Spain, His Excellency Alberto Garzón,
who posted on his Twitter account a message similar to what we say.
He also posted a video explaining why meat is the issue, and he's urging his co-citizens to eat less meat.
Está en juego nuestra salud y la de nuestras familias. El consumo excesivo de carne perjudica a nuestra salud y también al planeta.
Very pleased with this news, Master mentioned that for his courage to speak the truth, she would present a Shining World Brave Leadership Award to Minister Alberto Garzón with love, love, love.
Just another good news, one more. American billionaire Jeff Bezos has recently invested in Nature's Find of Chicago, USA. Other investors include Bill Gates and Al Gore. The company uses a fungus to produce protein for its alternative meat and dairy products.
Ah, vegan.
That are vegan.
Wow, bravo. Good boy. Good, yes. Wise investment of money. Good to create jobs like that.
Yes.
Still better than nothing already.
Yes.
My God, they're all grown up already. There's all the evidence from the scientific reports. It's so obvious that meat is the problem on our planet. It causes all the pandemics, all the trouble, war, suffering.
Yes.
Related to the current trend of support for vegan proteins, Master noted that it is better to invest money in this way that takes care of our Earth. Rather than investing it on escaping to other planets, we should take care of our world first. Master admitted that she would also like to escape sometimes, but she is here to help alleviate the suffering of all beings on this planet. So she marches on.
And then just further on that, the company later in 2021 intends to sell meat-free breakfast patties and dairy-free cream cheese. They're also working on creating vegan burgers, chickenless nuggets, and dairy-free yogurt. And he's also an investor in a venture capital entity founded by Bill Gates that recently invested in Nobel Foods that makes vegan cheese. They plan to release vegan mozzarella and vegan cheddar cheese by the end of 2022.
Master replied that all the talk about vegan cheese was making her wish for some, saying, yum yum. She also mentioned that before, she did not know about the animal cruelty that was involved in the dairy industry. A discussion followed about the nice varieties of vegan cheese products available nowadays. Master recalled that when she was in Europe, it was so easy to get vegan products everywhere in the supermarkets, and that the taste and quality were so good.
In Europe, they have beautiful French bread,
yeah,
with all kinds of different vegan cheese. Tastes so delicious, the vegan cheese.
Yeah.
And vegan beef, vegan chicken, vegan whatever. Oh, delicious, huh?
All right.
Just right next door. Because in some countries, you have to order from far away.
Yes.
When Master recently tried some vegan blue cheese that was shipped from America, she really enjoyed its authentic flavor. In the country where she is staying at the moment, quality vegan cheese has to be imported. Master mentioned that it would be good if more companies locally produced vegan food products. Then people would not have to go through the trouble of having items shipped from overseas and in containers that require ice blocks and packs to keep the food fresh, thus involving a lot of handling. It is also uncertain how clean the shipped products are upon arrival. Master also said that in Europe, it is so easy to get ready-made vegan snacks, like vegan meat slices that can be eaten from the package. These do not need to be cooked and can easily be added into a sandwich. As Master is so busy, she does not have time to cook at all. So it would be very convenient for her if these kinds of products could be easily obtained, like they can be in Europe. Master then shared that although she is very busy, she is also very grateful that she can continue to do her work. But in order to do so, Master also has to take care of herself as much as she can.
Yeah, we are very grateful and glad you are able to continue. Thank you, Master, for taking care of yourself.
Master further revealed,
I'm not able to do video calls nor talk to a bigger group at the moment for security reasons. It's the karma of the world, too much killing consequence.
Master expressed her gratitude and much love for all of the Supreme Master Television team for all their hard work and effort. Master added that she works very hard too.
Yes, the hardest one. The work the hardest one.
Finally, after making sure that she had answered all the questions, Master asked if there was anything else.
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Thank you, Master.
God bless.
God bless, Master.
Okay, love. Ciao, ciao.
Okay, bye-bye, Master.
Bye-bye.
God bless. God protect, Master.
We are grateful for our beloved Supreme Master Qinghai's shared insights, as well as her straightforward, loving advice for governments. May all leaders and citizens alike uphold fair and noble principles, thus helping to preserve the moral dignity of our human race. We wish cherished Master to continue her noble work in peace and robust health, with the forever loyal assistance of all high heavens.
Dear viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Governments Should Uphold Morals and Dignity, Part 3 of 3, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is multi-part series on ancient predictions about our planet, Prophecy of the Golden Age, Part 154, Christian Prophecies of the End Times, right after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May heaven protect and guide you. Vegan side effect: getting used to pure water.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.